Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, April 12th. A healthcare partnership between Saugeen Shores and Kincardine is receiving support from Bruce Power. The energy company is providing $300,000 to support emergency room availability and to help with physician recruitment and retention. Bruce Power Chief Development Officer and Executive Vice President James Sconiak says employees rely on the hospitals in Saugeen Shores and Kincardine, and access to their services is crucial as communities continue to grow. Six students from the Grey Bruce region will be heading to Ottawa next month to take part in the 2024 Canada-wide Science Fair. They were selected from the Senior Bluewater Regional Science and Technology Fair earlier this month. Heather Weber is chair of the local fair.
Well, every year I'm always impressed by the caliber of the projects that the students present at our fair, both those that are competing for the Canada-wide competition as well as the students that are competing representing their schools.
You can find a photo and more on this story at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Bowl for Kids' Sake is underway for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Grey Bruce and West Simcoe. The 44th annual fundraiser will conclude this weekend with two final events tonight and tomorrow morning at the Bowling Alley in Owen Sound. The hope is to raise more than $38,000 this year. Beth Aubrey is Big Brothers Big Sisters Executive Director.
We have a large group of dedicated supporters, you know, people that have come out year after year. They really understand the value of our work, the value of mentorship in our community, and they really, you know, believe in igniting the potential and power of youth. So, you know, this event has really worked well for us.
There's some early construction progress on the new Aquatic and Wellness Center in Port Elgin, while demolition work on the town's municipal offices is set to start within a few weeks. Those are a couple of highlights Saugeen Shores councillors heard this week in an update on the town's major projects. Meantime, year-round ice at local arenas and a plan to improve safety around schools are some of the new initiatives in Saugeen Shores this year. Luke Charbonneau is the town's mayor.
Good open window into how the municipality, what the municipality is doing, and how it's making progress on all of that work.
In national news, the federal government has unveiled some changes to help out first-time homebuyers. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says first-time buyers can now withdraw up to $60,000 from their RRSPs to pay for a home. The repayment period will also be extended, allowing new buyers to wait up to 5 years before recontributing to their RRSPs. And Ford is recalling nearly 3,000 SUVs in Canada over gas leaks that may cause fires. The recall affects 2022 and 23 Bronco Sport SUVs, as well as 2022 Escapes. Ford says an update to the engine control software will trigger a dashboard warning light if there's an issue. It's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures contracts down in pre-market trading after a mixed close yesterday. The Dow was little changed, closing at 38,459, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced. Big bounce for tech stocks. The NASDAQ was up nearly 2%. The TSX closed lower 89 points to 22,110. Bitcoin rallying nearly 1% this morning to over 70,800 US. The price of oil also up more than 1% to 86 per barrel, while gold is trading nearly 2% higher at over 2,400 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.69 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Leafs lost to New Jersey, but Austin Matthews scored twice. He needs two goals in the final three games to be the first in 31 years to score 70 in a season. Sidney Crosby moved past Phil Esposito for 10th on the all-time scoring list. Penguins beat Detroit to move into wild card two. Canada had a 5-1 win over Sweden in the quarters of the Women's World Hockey Championship. Bryson DeChambeau is atop the Masters leaderboard. He shot 7-under. Corey Connors is the top Canadian 5 shots back. And the Blue Jays are calling up Yeriel Rodriguez. The Cuban pitcher could be a good one. Jays host Colorado tonight. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The first three rounds of the OHL Priority Selection are set to go tonight, and the Owen Sound Attack picks 7th overall. The Windsor Spitfires hold the number one pick and announced yesterday they'll take Oakville's Ethan Belchez. And in the PJHL playoffs tonight, it's Game 1 of the North Conference Final between the Hanover Barons and Alliston Hornets. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. Rainy and windy today. Gusts of up to 80 kilometers an hour possible. A high around 5. Tonight, rain changing to snow, 2 to 4 centimeters. A low of 1. And for the weekend, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some showers or flurries. A high of 7. Cloudy, slight chance of some showers, and 13 on Sunday.